When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, because today we're chatting with the lovely ladies of Akasas about their upcoming summer solstice soiree. Welcome back, ladies. We have Miss Chandra and Miss Shelley.
Hello, Julie. So glad to be here. It's been a minute since we got to talk to you.
I miss you so much.
Right back at you. Oh, my goodness. This is like the best reunion. I love it because we do have a little special guest and some exciting news. Miss Chandra, welcome to the cutest bundle of joy back in February. Congrats, friend.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to thank the Academy and my husband. And thank you. He is delighted to be here. As you can see by his deep snoozing, he is so excited.
So it has been a minute and some things have gone down since we last spoke, including the Bad Bitch Book Club, the BBBC. Since September, how many amazing Akasas events have you guys had?
Oh, in November, we had the Night In with the Valkyries, which was a vendor market and character activity event. We had a bunch of super wonderful vendors. We had about, I think it was 10 vendors at the Night In with the Valkyries.
Okay.
And we had these cute little activities with our cosplayers. There was bracelet making with the Valkyries, and everyone got a little Pegasus charm to go with the friendship bracelet. We also had flower crowns with the seer. So our Elaine was downstairs doing flower crowns with the guests. And then we do a little bit of Fourth Wing cosplay as well. And we had poison prep with Violet.
Perfect.
The rest of our events have been with the Bad Bitch Book Club, the newest Crescent City book coming out. We had a Crescent City themed book club. It was super adorable. We had this very pretty little ballet studio.
Okay.
And we had a Lydia, a Bryce, and a Danica there. And actually, our Amryn cosplayer dropped in as well. A little Akatar representation going on as well.
You know what? Akatar made a cameo in the third Crescent City book, so that's proper.
It totally fits. And there was just such a wonderful group of people at that event. We actually had this amazing cake maker here in Utah. She made a custom cake that had the gold gal from the cover of the latest Crescent City book. So the cover of the book was the top of the cake. Cakes by Keisha is her handle on Instagram. She loves a good smutty book. So she's totally our people.
Right? Yeah, you'll fit right in.
Back in December, we had our second annual cast party, which was our winter solstice party. So all of our cosplayers who were able to join us came out, but also we invited some guests. And part of what that was is at our Night In with the Valkyries, we had a bit of a quest of a set of charms that you could acquire through taking part in a couple different things. It was the three activities with the character performers. There were six charms because we had a food drive, a clothing drive, and then a mystery book swap. So by taking part in each of those six aspects of the event, people could collect charms and would receive an invite to join us for the winter solstice.
Oh, that is so fun. Okay.
So I was working in the kitchen and I was kind of doing food behind the scenes, and you would just hear bursts of like the loudest laughter ever, and it would carry on forever. Like they would laugh and laugh, and I started like timing it. I was like, Jesus, people have been laughing for 30 seconds straight. Like what? And I'd poke my head out and they'd be doing something just super fun. And it just made me so happy because it was such a special, it was just a kind of a risky idea of we're having a cast party. We're going to invite people to partake in it with us. And it was such a success. It just made me deliriously happy. And the credit completely goes to Shelley. It was fantastic. That event was beautiful. Yeah.
I will say that was one of those times where I had just one of those last minute harebrained schemes of mine, which have a habit of occurring. I decided that we were going to bring a undecorated Christmas tree.
Okay.
And we got just a bunch of like dollar store decorations.
Okay.
And we decided to decorate this tree Thera and Cassian style. So as if you were as drunk as could be.
Like, what a vibe.
It was hilarious. So what we ended up doing is everyone would have to grab an ornament and they'd have to like throw it at the tree. And it would have to stick. And if you knocked somebody else's out, they'd have to get back up and try to throw it again to get it to stick. It was one of those things. It shouldn't have been as funny or as fun as it was, but it was magical.
I mean, I feel like that's a new winter solstice tradition unlocked.
It was hilarious.
That sounds like such a good time.
And Shelly's last minute harebrained ideas are becoming her trademark. They turn out to be like the best ideas. I got it to the point where she'll send me a Facebook message and she'll say, so I had an idea, ellipsis. And I'll be like, oh dear God. I'm like, Shelly, we're 3 days out from this event. What are you thinking? And then she'll chip out an idea and I'm like, that's hilarious. And it always turns out to be like the highlight of the event.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to spill some tea. Are you ready to spill some tea?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So in this case, we're ready to spill all the juicy details on the upcoming Solstice Soiree hosted by our good friends at Akasas. All right, ladies. First serious question. Where is this lovely event going to be hosted at? And who are the vendors and authors that are going to be featured?
In terms of where the event is, it's in Fairview, Utah, which is about less than an hour south of Provo. So especially if somebody's coming from out of town, Provo would be your best airport to fly into. And it is this 25-acre property. It's pretty much going to be our own little personal Ren Faire for the weekend. It's a nice little private spot that we'll get to run off and live our fae fantasies for the weekend.
Who do we have in terms of vendors and authors that are going to be attending this event?
We have a really great lineup, but right now I think we have three authors who will be joining us, and we have about 15 vendors who have been announced, and all of these are on our Instagram, and you can also just see them in our Instagram highlight reels. But we have some super incredible artists joining us. We have a wide variety of vendors, some that do like leather work, some that create beautiful custom crowns. Just such a variety of both bookish merch as well as just more fantasy in general. The intention for the solstice market is for it to very much just feel like you've stepped into a fantasy medieval market. So it'll just be fully immersive that way.
How many days is this event?
This event is 2 nights and technically 3 days. It starts at noon on Friday with the first day of the solstice market. That's from noon till 5. And then for our VIP guests, we have a sit-down dinner with the High Lord of the Summer Court.
Mr. Tarquin himself?
Indeed. And then after the dinner, starting at 7 p.m., is the first night of the Solstice Soiree. And that is basically an outdoor fantasy ball. So we're going to be outside under the moonlight, or eventual moonlight, that's Utah in June, will have a fair amount of light rather late. But through the soiree, we have live music. We actually just announced today the Real Folk will be joining us, and they are a Celtic folk band.
Okay.
And they do bardic covers of popular songs. They're incredible.
Be so good.
And the other big thing at the Solstice Soiree from a performance standpoint is we have Cirque de Salt Lake coming.
Okay.
And they are a aerial troupe. So both nights of the Solstice Soiree, there will be aerial performances, and they will be different both nights.
All right. There are certain packages to enjoy each day. Can you go into more detail about that?
Absolutely. The Sprite package is access to the Solstice Market. And the Solstice Market is a vendor market, but that is not all that it is. It is also a number of the vendors will be hosting workshops. People can choose to add on and purchase. We have a special guest for this event that is the Valkyrie Squad, Sam from the Valkyrie Squad, coming out to host her Valkyrie-inspired workouts. If you go and look up Micro Squad or the Valkyrie Squad, you'll find Sam, the mother of Valkyries, who does amazing Valkyrie-inspired workouts on Instagram and TikTok. And we also have Burnt the Waffle, Ashley. She is an amazing cosplayer and DM. She's from Texas, and she is coming out to host D&D campaigns that are modeled off of our event.
DM being meaning Dungeon Master, right?
Dungeon Master, yes.
There we go.
You got the nerd lingo.
Right? Picking up what you're putting down. Okay, so next to the Sprite package, what other packages are there?
There is Fairy Wine, which is a soiree-only ticket. So if you just want to come for one of the evenings, come to the ball, get dressed up in your pretty outfits, and just have a little taste of the magic, but not make a whole extended trip of it. One of the very exciting things of anyone who's at the soirees either night is that there will be the Pearl of Summer announced each night.
All right. So instead of, we'll say Bridgerton, the diamond of the ball, this is the Pearl of the soiree.
It's the Pearl of the Summer. Yes.
All right.
This title can go to anyone. It is not gender specific. What occurs is throughout the course of the event. So our cast of characters are just going to be taking stock of people, how invested they are in their characters, their participation, and each of our characters is going to put forth their champion for the title of the Pearl of the Summer. And from the champions, each of which will receive a favor from the character who selected them. From the champions, our High Lord will crown our Pearl of the Summer. And we have custom Pearl of Summer tiaras being made for the ones who are selected.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So your main daytime packages, that is Sprite for the market and then Fairy Wine for the soiree. And then that takes you to the overnight packages, which gets you both market and soiree. And you can come and stay the night for that night. So we have like a Friday Valkyrie, which is bring your own camping supplies, come and camp with us, be here for the market and the soiree, spend the night, come have breakfast and have a morning stretch with the Mother of Valkyries, as well as getting some time, private time with all the character performers before you either head into the second day if you chose to come for both days, or have our little farewell send off at the end of the morning after your overnight stay. The next step up is Inner Circle, which is the VIP package, which again is overnight, includes everything we've mentioned, except rather than bringing your own camping supplies, there will be glamping tents, a shared glamping tent, and you'll have your own air mattress and sleeping supplies, and you'll get to come and stay. You'll have your swag bag. You will get a fantasy photo shoot with Stacey McKay Photography, who does the majority of the Akasas cast photos that we have put out over the past year, and early access to any of the classes and workshops. And then our other VIP tier is High Lovers, and that's a private tent for two for the full weekend.
In true Akasas fashion, no Akasas event, aka A Court of Salt and Snow, would be an Akasas event without cosplayers. So without further ado, Miss Shelley, please go into detail about all the fun cosplayers and cosplaying that will be at said summer solstice soiree.
We're super excited for this because, of course, like we have a lot of characters in-house with Akasas, and those who are available are planning to come for summer solstice. Additionally, we've reached out to some local talent and have been able to add a Tarquin as well as a Cressida for the summer solstice because we felt like that was kind of necessary for the theme. And at the end of the day, at the root of it, I am a cosplayer. That's my first love. I love the community that you get with other cosplayers. For the sake of the event, we ask that the attendees come as original characters. They can keep their own name if they want, or this fantasy character you want to create, come create your own story, live your story. in the framework we're providing for you. Kind of think of it as stepping into a video game for the weekend. Come be your character and participate in quests, meet other characters, have adventures. That's what we want for our guests.
So, and you mentioned that there would be food at this event.
Yes, there is food for our day passes. Our bartender is intending to also be there during the day with, I think they're planning to do fancy lemonades that will be there for purchase. We'll be sure to have water and such around because it's going to be Utah in June. It's going to be a little toasty, gang.
Right.
And also just side note, keep in mind with what you wear that it's going to be a little toasty, gang.
Right.
Then for overnight guests, certain meals are included with the package. So like for Valkyries, there's a more casual dining experience where they can grab their meal and just take it wherever they so please. If they want to go back to their personal tents and chill out for a little bit before the event or start to get ready, if they want to go find a pretty spot and have a little picnic, they are free to do dinner the way they wish. For our VIP dinner, we are having a sit-down dinner at these super cute little boho tables. We're still finalizing the menu. So we're talking with our caterer and we're gearing our menu to apply to the weather we're going to be seeing and make sure we have a dining experience that will be enjoyable.
So if you're as excited as I am to attend this event, buckle up, fans, because we're giving away two Sprite packages, courtesy of our friends at Akasas. If you want to shop till you drop and enjoy some fun solstice workshops, we got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at the Fangirls Podcast for more details. Well, thank you so much, ladies. This has been so much fun. I am so excited to attend this event and get down with our bad selves during summer solstice. And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her a hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. Looking to move? 24/7 Moving is a full-service moving company based in LA. At 24/7 Moving, they understand moving can be overwhelming sometimes, and they see this as their responsibility to alleviate the pressure and stress. Their professional team provides fun, friendly, and secure local and long-distance services throughout the U.S. Their highly skilled and well-trained team has combined experience of over 3,000 moves, including commercial and residential. They deliver smooth and stress-free moving and packing services at affordable prices. I've personally used 24/7 Moving and have never been so impressed with a team of movers in my life. They weren't just fast and efficient. They were affordable, and the guest service was unmatched to anything I've ever worked with before. For more information, visit them online at 247moving.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.